You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The opinions that you may hear us express, expressly or otherwise, over the public's airways is in no way to represent the opinions expressed or otherwise by our management, producers, sponsors, or various members of their staffs or their families or few friends.
Nor should these views express the opinions of the broadcasters, the disc jockeys, the salesmen, the program and music directors, and their secretaries and girlfriends and wives and their staff.
Unless, of course, we are willing to assume that we can assume the responsibility that their opinions will not influence anyone else's opinions.
Or their family and friends.
And staff.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning. A beautiful morning indeed.
Happy hump day.
It's another Wednesday. Great day. Yeah, I know. And a shortened week as well.
Right.
Everybody's got a three-day weekend coming up.
That's it. Yeah. And should be a hot weekend. Today's going to be beautiful, though. We're at 64 degrees and bright, beautiful sunshine overlooking the Capitol this morning on State Street. Looking good for the rest of the day. Humidity level, not bad.
Not bad.
Dew point seems to be lower than 60, I'm guessing. I could be wrong. That's just a guess on my part. Do you have the WMDX Samsung watch?
I do not have the
watch
dew point exactly at this point, but I do have a high of 86 degrees today.
86.
So it's going to warm up considerably. Mm. My watch says 69 degrees.
Okay.
Currently, I know it once said 64. Now it went up to 69.
Wow.
And I'm just going to, you know, venture a guess here.
Is that the indoor temperature here in the studio? Or
is humidity is 79%, which is up there, and the dew point is at 62 degrees.
That's just a little over
teetering
the
in the uncomfortable part.
Yeah. All right. Let's check the do we have the WMDX dice ready to go?
Oh, we
ready
sure
to roll? This bar dice. I'll shake them up and let it fly. Let's see. See what afternoon high is going to be. There's an 8 and a 4. So it's either 48 degrees for a high or 84. I'm guessing 84.
All right.
Right?
Well, so I had 87, but, you know, we're
that's
okay.
Good. In the mid-80s.
We won't have
that's
a fight
we'll
over it. Okay. Not like yesterday. Not that brutal fight we had. We destroyed a few chairs.
Well, knock down, drag out every once in a while, you know, just to get the, you know, get the nerves out.
That's true. You know,
I mean,
there's
wrong with
there's
that.
Built up frustration.
Let's say good morning to our
when it comes to the weather.
Our producer Dom. Good morning, Dom.
Good
morning. Yeah,
flipping
Dom.
The switches,
right.
Pushing
Dom.
The buttons over there.
How's
pretending
it going?
He knows what he's going to
yeah,
do
I'm
next.
I'm pretending like I know what I'm doing
yeah.
right now. But
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you got on your head there? What is
yeah,
that?
What
is that
thing?
A beanie?
I keep. Yeah, I wore this before, but I just like the way it looks. I don't know. I bought it off Temu for like $5, and so I've been wearing it ever since. It's very comfy.
Does it have some sort of secret message with that?
Yeah, it looks
those
like
markings.
It looks like markings.
It looks like markings. Of something.
They're hieroglyphics of some kind.
Yes, right? But that's why I think it's pretty cool. I like the hieroglyphic kind of lettering. I don't know what it means, though, so maybe it might not be a good idea to wear it all the time.
Hope you're not.
Well, is there a way that you could possibly flatten it out and take a picture of it and do a search online,
yep,
see if there
right
isn't
now.
Some interpretation?
Because I know what it says. It says stew. S-T-U.
What?
Oh, okay.
S-T-U.
Stew?
Stew.
Oh,
like
yeah, it's a name.
Oh, okay.
So it might be a name. I don't know.
Can't
all right. All right, Stu.
See that. Okay.
We'll call him Stu from now on.
I remember at the beginning when I first started, Gordy kept calling me a bunch of random names that made no sense.
Boris was
Boris.
The one that came to mind. Yeah. Yeah, Boris. And then I don't know what else. What else did I call you? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't even know. Bill. You called me Bill one time. Pretty sure.
Okay.
I think it starts with an A, ends with hole.
I don't think that. That doesn't sound like me. No.
All right.
Well, anyway, a little bit later on, it'll be the return of Mike McCabe. We're all anxious to hear what happened when he went to Tanzania, and he wrote a beautiful article in Substack.
It is really something else,
yeah,
isn't it?
Really something, yeah. So we'll talk to him about that.
Yeah, he'll have to explain everything. I don't think we have too many questions. He just, it was an experience of experiences.
Yes.
I don't think I would be very comfortable in Tanzania, but he enjoyed the fact that everybody enjoys life without technology.
Right.
Right. Even roads.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, well, we'll dig deeper into that, I guess.
That's right. So we'll find out in our 7 o'clock hour when Mike McCabe joins us. Phone lines are open early, 608-879-8255. You can call us or you can text us on the Civic Media app. Always free to download and always free to use. And we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. What's going Send us on a voice world? Note or at least give us a text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what?
All right.
What's the matter?
So.
What's on your mind?
We have essentially almost passed a budget in the state. And we'll be getting to that a little after 7 o'clock. We'll be going over the details of what is in the proposed budget between the GOP legislature and Governor Evers.
Yes. Well, it seems like they've come to some kind of agreement and maybe just working out the finer details.
I thought it was really cool that they actually got all the stuff they did get.
They got more money for the university.
Yeah, right? And I know there are Democrats drawing a hard line. They're not liking it. They're not going to vote for it. I think that's short-sighted. I mean, you get what you can with this legislature at this point anyway.
Well, we'll dig into that.
Yeah.
Find out what's happening there. This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958, but some things have remained constant all the way since they opened their doors. All the way through Verlo's history, they've been direct to consumer and providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Check them out today. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, East Side and West Side. And go to verlo.com for more information. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Yeah, you don't even need a box spring anymore.
No.
Not anymore, right? Right?
I think you can buy them if you really right, need one, but
you really don't need a box spring anymore.
Well, you got
the adjustable bed frame.
Unless you don't have the support in the bed frame.
Yes. Now, I still have that triple decker bed that I have that goes up to like the roof of my apartment.
You haven't fallen out of it again, have you?
I have not, thank God. But I remember when that did happen, I hurt my leg for a while. I was hobbling.
Yep.
It wasn't good. Yeah,
No, we thought for sure that was permanent.
That was the end of me there.
Yeah.
But it adds personality, you know, if we see you at an event of some sort, we'd see you hobbling over there. Yes,
it kind of
adds a little personality. Yeah, like Gunsmoke.
Chester.
Chester.
the deputy. That's way before Dom's time. He wouldn't know who we're talking about with Gunsmoke.
I probably
TV
shouldn't have brought
show
that up. That's really too old
James
for most
Arness.
People listening. Yes.
James Arness. He was, he was the brother of Peter Graves.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Who starred in Mission Impossible, another TV show that Dom knows nothing about.
And James Arness, of course, was The Thing.
The Thing in the movie.
He was the carrot. At least they call it a carrot.
It said Peter Graves directed one episode, Witch Doctor, which aired in 1966.
Oh.
Witch Doctor.
I don't know.
On Gunsmoke?
I don't really know which. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Do tell. Okay. That's great.
Well, you know, a lot of the stars in those days, yes. They used to direct episodes, right?
Yeah.
Robert Culp did a whole bunch of I Spies.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I see they brought the Cosby Show back on TV.
Oh, they did? They slipped that on there now?
Yeah.
Kind
suddenly
of,
that's
we've forgotten.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Cosby Show is back in syndication.
Look, I Spy has Bill Cosby in it, but it shouldn't be avoided. I mean, for the time, it was a pairing up of a white guy and a black guy.
Yeah.
And that was groundbreaking.
And they were spies.
Yeah.
And they were cool spies.
And Cosby got the Emmys every time, every year for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And Culp, who wrote episodes and directed it, and was a guy I looked after. I mean, he just had a presence.
Mm.
And he never got any awards for any of it. And I'm still a little resentful.
Well, he went on to have a great career, Robert Culp.
Yeah.
Remember the ones where he was in Columbo a couple of times
as
the bad guy, the murderer? And those were great episodes. And maybe it was just one episode with Columbo.
What is it, The Greatest American Hero? Is that?
Was he in that?
He was the I didn't know what the guy that guided the superhero
father,
and told
sort of the father told, hero or yeah, father figure.
Father figure for the superhero.
Yeah.
The reluctant superhero.
Yeah. That had trouble flying.
Yeah.
Didn't fall.
Never could fly.
Could never fly right.
Could not direct himself in the sky.
That was a good series. And then he made a lot of guest cameo appearances.
Yeah.
Talking about Robert Culp here.
Yes, Robert Culp.
He was in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yes, you mentioned that
one. A number of times. He played Ray's father-in-law.
And before the whole thing blew up with Bill Cosby, they had a couple of reunion shows.
Did they?
Get-togethers of I Spy.
I don't
and it was
that.
Really cool.
No kidding.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no
idea. TV movies. Huh. The Return of I Spy.
I had no idea about that. Okay.
Well, you know, Robert Culp played a tennis player and...
That's right.
And Bill Cosby was his manager. They globetrotted and spied at the same time. So it was a great premise.
We'll have to look that one up and see if we can find some episodes and maybe play some clips. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. They offer passion over profit, fast and flexible appointments. Jim and Sarah will help you out with your hearing. They're helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. And they do a terrific job there. Madison Hearing Aid Center, 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Go to their website, madisonhearingaidcenter.com, and you can set yourself up with an online hearing test right there. Madison Hearing Aid Center.
Yeah, you know, I get a lot of ads. I don't mind getting ads. It's okay, and it's targeted toward what I normally look at, so I'm okay with that, and I get a lot of sale information that way.
When you're on social media?
Yeah. And I keep seeing this ad that says, Costco buyers love this device.
Do they?
And I have sucked into that twice now.
Is it the same device? Are you talking about a specific one?
This is the trick. It has nothing to do with Costco.
Oh.
You know, you're thinking, well, the Costco buyers are buying this particular item at Costco, and they just love it. That isn't the case.
No?
They're just using the name Costco to draw in people who love Costco.
Interesting.
To sell their product, which has nothing to do with Costco at all. And it's really making me angry because, you know, I live at Costco.
It's I know you do.
My second home. My third home, of course, is Woodman's. But other than that, boy, when the roof came down in Woodman's, I thought, where am I going to sleep tonight?
It was a tough day for you, yes. But can you order it through Costco? I mean, can
you order online through
Costco?
Well, yeah, you can order online, but this product has nothing to do with it.
Hmm.
And now I read a story where there is a clothing manufacturer suing Costco. Because Costco used to sell their clothing. But all of a sudden, now there's a Kirkland brand that seems to have the same kind of clothing.
Okay.
And if you've ever shopped there, you know, Kirkland replaces almost everything in the store of brand names. They have their own eventual name tacked on these products that they used to sell from other manufacturers. So I'm wondering if how true this is, that they've been kind of stealing products from people.
It doesn't seem that... That's an ethical thing to do.
Well, I'm okay with it. You know, I love Costco.
I can't wait till they build one of those Costcos around here with the apartments above it or the condos
That's
above
right.
it.
That's the beginning of a Costco city. I can't wait.
Yeah, they have those. Yeah. 19 minutes past the hour, just getting started on Wednesday morning, the second day of July. Back with more of John and Gordy in just a few moments.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7
623, sunshine. Looks like it's going to be beautiful all day. Highs in the mid-80s. Right now, 65 degrees.
Where the hell did John Lennon get the idea of doing that?
That's just messing around in the studio.
Really weird.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of those songs. What's the name of that tune? Go ahead, John.
Is it, you Know My Name.
Yeah, You Know,
you
my,
know
name.
My Name. Yeah.
Look up my number. Yeah. They had done that over a course of several years.
Yeah.
They were just when they were messing around in the studio, they had and you can tell it's kind of a montage. It goes from different little bit to different little parts. And yeah. So that's the end.
I have no weird, it's end a weird to that character. Story. It's almost like I've seen I've seen somebody talk like that in the old 30s, 40s movies. It seems to me anyway.
He could do good gibberish, that John Lennon.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
He was good at the gibberish.
Very good.
Wasn't it time for our new game show thing? What do we call this again?
What's
happening now? What is it?
Would you rather?
Which would you?
You got to get this right.
Would you rather?
Would you rather?
That's the title.
Better one or the other? Would you rather?
Would you rather?
Let's start this off, shall we? All right. First question.
What's worse?
Okay. Yeah, basically.
2.0. Go ahead.
Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup?
Oh, man. Hands down, maple syrup.
Hands down, maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah, I got to go with that, too. I can't stand Nutella.
Yeah.
Really? What's the reason? You don't like the taste?
Oh, yeah, I don't like the taste at all.
I don't like that. Do you like Nutella? Would you go with the Nutella?
I love Nutella. I would.
Do you really?
Yes, I could eat that whole pool. Are you kidding me?
You put it on toast, or what do you do with it?
Yes, I put it on toast. Yeah. And, yeah.
Isn't it strange?
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Gen Z loves Nutella.
I know
it. And I don't know why that is. My sons love Nutella, or at least Brett does, my younger one, 23 years old now. But he loves me. He had me go out and get the damn stuff. God. What's the flavor? What kind of flavor is
it's
that?
Like it's sort of a chocolatey.
It's a chocolatey
thing.
But yeah, mixture.
Not really.
But it's not.
But it's not. It's hard to explain, honestly. I can't explain it. That's why it's so good. And I also really like marshmallow fluff, too, which I don't know if you guys know marshmallow fluff.
That's okay.
That's
I used to spoon it out of the jar.
Oh, my God. So sweet.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's right. We got another one?
Yep. We got another one. Would you rather spend a week in the forest or a night in a real haunted house? So a week in the forest or just one night in a haunted house. Man.
You go to a haunted house?
Oh, really? Yeah, definitely.
No.
I'm
do the week in the forest.
I think I'm going to do the week in the forest, too.
Yeah. All those bugs and... I'll tell you what, man. You're in a haunted house. You're looking for spirits and ghosts and some kind of scary experience. That's stimulating.
That's true. That's true. I don't know.
I don't
buy
you?
It. No, I don't.
You don't buy into the spirit thing?
No, I don't.
You don't believe in ghosts or monsters or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay. Well, okay.
Not a believer.
Guess you didn't see 13 ghosts when you were younger. All right, let's continue.
All right, and then last question. Last but best question.
Yeah. It's our special sign language we had in the studio. I got that.
Okay. You didn't really deserve it for that, but I just thought I'd throw it in. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, would you rather sleep in a doghouse or let stray dogs sleep on your bed every night? And this is every night for the rest of your life. Okay.
What?
So this is
as much choice as that. Jeez. I'm gonna sleep in a doghouse.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I guess I gotta. I would. Yeah. That's a terrible choice.
I would do doghouse.
Really?
Yeah, I don't trust I just don't trust the stray dogs on my actual clean sheets. I don't trust it.
Well, every night for the rest of your life isn't? Did you throw that in there?
Yeah. Well, yeah. That was a personal. Yeah.
Okay.
I just said every night.
All right. See what it tells us about you, Dom, is kind of scary. But I would have to say that the stray dogs sleeping in my bed. Why not? Oh hell! I got the Kraken. I got my border collie sleeping up there. You know,
really,
it's like a bed of hair now.
Does he sleep in the bed with you?
No,
really?
she wants to desperately, but I don't know how she sleeps on the quilt. But you know, somehow all that hair ends up on my pillow, and I have no idea how that happens.
Okay. Do you, Does the dog get in there while you're at work or away from the house?
Well, the pillow is right next to the window, and she likes to prop herself up on my pillows in order to look out the windows, check the squirrels, where they're running, what tree they're going up next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I think that's how it's done.
Oh, boy.
It's not fun. It's not easy. I'm pulling hair off my face all night long.
No, that's kind of gross.
Okay, it's not that bad, but it happens every once in a while.
Okay. Is that it for what's happening or
that's it.
What's
that's,
going on?
That's
our,
it for
your choice.
Thinking, the thing is, this thing could be writing up a psychological profile of both of us, Gordon.
If
somebody
so?
Accumulates this information, they'll know just who we are and where to find us.
I save all these questions.
Yeah.
All these
all
right,
questions.
Send
all
it to
your
Homeland Security if you can.
Yeah, they've already got all the data they need on us.
Well,
they've moved on.
They're getting more data. They're
every
finding
day,
more.
Every single day. A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us, and he'll be talking about all kinds of things from his vacation. He was over there for, 10 days or something?
Couple of weeks,
yeah. Over in Tanzania. I had to look that up on the map. I didn't even know where it was. I knew it was in Africa somewhere, but that's all I had.
I've got to ask him about the Warthog River.
Right.
And then the River of Mosquitoes.
Yes, that doesn't sound good, the River of Mosquitoes.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. But apparently it wasn't that bad.
No.
So we'll find out more from
Times
Mike.
Times have changed.
6:29, we're coming back with Idiocracy on this edition of John and Gordy in the Morning.
Gordy in the Morning.
6:35. Beautiful sunshine for your Wednesday.
Yeah.
Highs in the mid-80s. Right now, mid-60s. John, we get these every once in a while, an email.
Oh.
This is from this one's from Janesville, from D. And D says, there's a question. I guess you can fill out a questionnaire or something from one of our websites. And anyway, it says, what are you looking for in local news? That's the question. And D answers real news, the truth, and we found it on your station along with enough levity to start our day off right.
Starting the day off.
Levity. That's what we bring to the table.
Oh, right.
Some levity once in a while.
It's a lot better than the S word. All right.
We got a text here from Doug.
Yes.
We were talking about Alligator Alley, right? Or Alligator Alcatraz.
That's right.
That. Yeah.
Wisconsin can't build its own migrant detention center, question mark. How about the cheese curd slammer? It works for me. My wife came up with a few.
Did she?
Yeah. Because alligators were something that we feared when we were kids
in
the 50s and 60s.
Yes.
So she came up with quicksand Alcatraz, surrounded by quicksand.
Yeah.
She came up with another one. I just can't remember what it is. And then finally she came up with the sharks. Something surrounded by sharks.
Okay. Just sharks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sharks.
Didn't have a good name for that one.
Shark. Yeah. It's got to have some kind of alliteration. So.
Okay.
Alligator Alcatraz has the alliteration.
It does. It does. And cheese curd slammer.
It's
got a little bit of that.
See?
Yeah.
And quicksand. I don't know what we could use for quicksand.
Quicksand. Yeah, I don't know. Quicksand used to show up in a lot of old movies and TV shows in the 50s
and 60s.
You told
me that Beaver
Leave
got
it
caught
to Beaver.
In some quicksand.
I'm pretty sure. I think I remember
well
that
over
episode.
His head. All we could see was his hand by the time they finally rescued him. Wasn't that it? We always saw the hand, right?
Yes. Remember when we
Singing
met
in.
We met Eddie Haskell.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Had him come
we
in for a parade.
Eddie Haskell because he was here for a parade.
Yeah. Well, he was part of a holiday parade or something, but
and it wasn't in the 50s either.
No,
what was it?
Well, we were working
like in the 80s, right?
We were working at Channel 47. They tried to bring back a modern version of yes. Leave It to Beaver.
And so it wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but it was the new Leave It to Beaver, yeah. You know. And they brought back Eddie Haskell in that TV show, and Jerry Mathers and Tony Dow. You know, they're much older adults then, and they had their kids of their own that were getting in trouble.
Jerry Mathers still acted like the 9-year-old Beaver in the TV show, which
yes.
was a little unsettling.
Very, very odd.
Okay, well, this is Idiocracy.
It is time for Idiocracy, yeah, yes.
So
I completely forgot to play the intro for it.
What?
Well, go ahead and play it.
I think we should play it.
Play all something. Right. We'll play a snippet of it. Why not?
Here we go.
Get us in the mood.
As
right?
the 21st century began, mm-hmm. human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until
yes.
humanity was incapable of solving even its right. most basic problems.
We're there
at
now.
No point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Just when I think
Congress,
you couldn't
yeah.
possibly be any dumber,
right?
You go and do mm-hmm. something like this,
Lisa,
we can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right
there's
there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
I don't know if we're going to survive this one.
No, I know it.
All right, our first example is Marjorie Taylor Greene getting a little out of hand with the gavel in this case.
She went nuts.
Now, we've featured on this program a number of times a great representative out from New Mexico. It is Melanie Stansberry. You might remember her.
She's amazing.
She has some great stuff.
Yes.
But she was trying to make a point that Marjorie Taylor Greene wasn't having any of it. Why don't we check out Cut 188? Mm-hmm.
The gentleman yields, no Madam one loves Chair. Veterans more than President Trump, and he's made that apparent. That's why he's
at
working
Stansberry.
For peace
Madam Chair.
Right
Madam,
now.
It's
Madam
not
Chair.
Your time right
it,
now.
I'm the chair of this committee.
That's not how
I'm
parliamentary
the
procedure works.
You're not recognized, Ms. Stansberry.
You're
not
recognized either. You can't just speak anytime you want.
I'm
that's
the chair of this committee.
That's not how it
Ms.
works.
Ms. Stansberry, you're not recognized.
Madam Chairwoman, that is not how parliamentary.
You
can smash
you're not recognized.
Gavel all day, but that's
she has the gavel.
Ms. Stansberry, you're not recognized.
We're going to get you a Robert's
Ms. Stansberry, you're not.
A point of order.
Ms. Stansberry, so you're not recognized.
So point of order.
Understand parliamentary procedure.
Point of order.
Okay.
Point of order.
All right, Madam Chair, calm down. Let's move on.
Ms. Stansberry, you're not recognized. Point of order.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Out of control.
It really is.
Sounds
out of
like
control.
You two fighting. Wow. It's
I'm going to have to get a gavel.
Get a gavel. My God.
How can she do this? She just kept gaveling, you know?
Hammering away.
Stop. Yeah. You're losing the argument. Oh, my gosh. She is. You know,
nuts.
But the thing is, you know, you got to think about the people who voted her in.
Mm.
We think she's bad. How about the people who said, hey, we like her. Let's vote for Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, man.
Can't imagine.
All right.
Okay.
That's a great opener, I think. Okay, now,
yeah.
I thought of this the other day. You know, we're under a dictator right now. I
yeah.
was the first one, first radio
there.
Host in the universe
yeah.
to declare that Trump was already a dictator.
Yeah, that was months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
So anyway, Trump is the dictator, but we almost had one in the 60s, and a lot of people have forgotten.
Mm.
Comedian Pat Paulson ran for president. Do you remember this?
I do.
He launched,
Mother's Brothers, yeah.
He launched a near-successful campaign until this speech tanked any chances he had. Let's play it.
Okay.
The time has come for us to sit down and reason together. Too often, serious world problems are discussed in an environment full of passion and unreasoning anger. The day when a fiery orator could influence an audience with vehement tirades has long since passed in this age of sophisticated political awareness. Let us then communicate with each other on a civilized level. Even President Johnston disdains the impassioned appeal to the emotional sensibilities of his cattle, his people.
People love it. People love it.
Yeah.
Not for me, the rabble-rouser's scorching indictment. Of course, it is true that some leaders have made progress with recalcitrant peoples through the use of demagogic emotional displays. But that is to be expected when dealing with a great bulk of the lower and middle class peasants who are easily swayed by pyrotechnic performances. But if I am elected, I shall lead this nation forward as never before to a position of preeminence throughout the world. I believe it is our manifest destiny to dominate the oceans of the world and to bring the white man's burden to the underprivileged nations of the earth, for they are better accustomed to carrying the
Jeez.
Oh, boy. Didn't go well.
Got ugly then.
They love it, though.
Yeah.
They're receptive.
And further, I say, the dominance of this country in world trade, military power, shall be enhanced and enlarged to the point where entire nations shall bow down and grovel in the dust at our feet.
I sense a problem here.
We shall march together in a tremendous fight for the manifest destiny that shall be ours. What's the David Buska Hoyton? What's the Kling of the Britson? What's the Quick Lab around it?
Oh, my. Wow. Yeah, and you can see why, you know, that was a speech that tanked his entire run for president, sadly.
He had given a number of TV speeches on the Smothers Brothers show before, leading up to that.
That actually was the Smothers Brothers.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was a great run, and he ran the next year.
Right.
The year after
kept
that.
Kept running.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
Pat Paulson,
comedian, and a lot of fun on the Smothers Brothers show.
No doubt. Yeah.
All right. This is kind of a weird one. The Wall Street Journal reported this stuff. Walmart coin. Okay.
Walmart coin.
Yeah, Walmart coin could be coming to a superstore near you thanks to the cryptocurrency industry-backed Genius Act. God. Walmart, Amazon, and even some major airlines are considering issuing their own stable coins. Now, these are the ones that are a little bit better than all the other ones, but they're still prone to corruption. The new bill
is stable coin.
Yeah, stable coin.
What does that mean?
And the stable coin means that it's exchangeable for actual cash and money.
Okay.
Because it's stable. Mm-hmm. I guess if you call it stable, it's got to be a stable coin, and it's okay then.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm not into this crypto stuff at all.
Right.
The new bill rolls back federal oversight of stable coins and permits corporations like Meta and X to issue their own made-up monopoly money with exorbitantly high fees. See, and the whole reason why we have this crypto idea going is that X wanted to become the next PayPal.
Oh, okay.
Elon wanted to turn it into a PayPal as well, so you can make purchases on it. And he can make some money and charge a lot of money. The Justice Department, meanwhile, is currently suing Apple for alleged antitrust violations that trap iPhone users into using its own tap-to-pay and digital wallet technology using our current cash system. Now, I don't understand that because, you know, Samsung has its own wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Google has its wallet.
Right.
And I use both of them, and my cards are in the wallet.
Right.
So Apple has its own wallet. I don't know why it's getting sued, because in that wallet will be our credit cards, our debit cards.
Right. So what's the problem?
And in one state, I even believe they have their driver's license in it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to carry that around anymore. You don't need a wallet or a purse. Anyway, Oracle, an artificial intelligence firm, also reported they're tapped by the administration to stage a purchase of TikTok. And Palantir, the mass surveillance corporation, reportedly compiling a master list of American data, is also trying to pick up on TikTok.
Oh, great.
Now, we just heard from Trump that, you know, there's some kind of deal going with China on TikTok. So we've got Oracle, China, and Palantir vying for TikTok, and it still isn't sold.
And Trump said he'd release that in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back to the two-week thing, right?
Now I think he's playing us. I think he had a smile on his face when he said it, but he doesn't have a sense of humor, so
no.
I kind of wonder about that.
Right.
Meanwhile, the new Defense Department initiative just recruited executives from Palantir, Meta, and OpenAI to join the U.S. Army Reserves as part-time military officers. Together, They form a new executive innovation corporation dedicated to bringing about a new era of defense technology. It sounds scary as hell. I know. That's... What the hell is that all about?
Wait, run that by me again.
It's a new initiative. Executives from Palantir, Meta, and OpenAI are joining the Army Reserves. And they're going to have the Executive Innovation Corporation. Now, here's the problem with that.
Doesn't make any sense.
They actually disbanded. In fact, all of the tech people at the Defense Department walked out. They left.
Oh, wow.
Because they were afraid of what they wanted to do. Now we have the biggest, biggest tech people joining the reserves.
God. All right.
That's it.
That doesn't sound good. Okay. 6:48. We're coming back with more of John and Gordy in the morning. Right, Beav?
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMBX, John and Gordy in the morning. American Dream is killing us all at this point with the big bad bill.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to get to something that is just so mind-boggling, the alligator Alcatraz, in just a few moments.
Mm-hmm. Want to remind you that you can enter to win a pizza party with John and Gordy. Hey, that's us. And Sugar River Pizza. We could come to your office or your workplace and bring some pizzas with us, and it's easy to enter. Just go to our website, WMDXradio.com, and enter your office or your workplace there, and give us the information. We'll start drawing some of those pizza parts. I think next week we'll probably pick the first one. And we're getting a bunch of entries, but they could be you. It's all courtesy of Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, along with WMDX, of course. We're both in for Best of Madison, although votes have been put in for that. But it takes a while for them to tally who the winners are.
I have a feeling we won. So,
you think so?
Pretty much.
We won't find out for like a couple of months yet.
Pretty much a given.
Keep Gordy, everybody
pretty,
on.
Pretty much a given.
Well, we're hoping. We'll keep our fingers crossed. But we thank you for voting for us. But again, if you want to get a pizza party, go to WMDXradio.com and enter with the banner at the top of the page there when it says win a pizza party.
All right.
Okay.
One of the megas out there are really gleeful over the alligator Alcatraz. They just love it while they were debating the bill in the Senate.
Yeah. And
Trump took a tour. Off to tour the alligator Alcatraz.
he didn't, they asked him a couple of questions, and he gave answers that were not anywhere near what the questioner was asking. I don't know if he couldn't hear them.
We've included an answer in this bit.
Okay.
So, and by the way, we have a text here from Robert out McFarmland.
Yeah.
He suggested the cheese curd clink.
Oh, that there has a ring to it. Cheese curd clink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alliteration. We're always looking for that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, this is Tim Miller from The Bulwark with MSNBC's Chris Jansing. And they were discussing the disturbing alligator Alcatraz visit. The new ICE detention center in the Florida Everglades.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, let's listen to it here.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. I was just on MSNBC with Chris Jansing, and we were talking about this supposed so-called alligator Alcatraz, this new ICE detention center in the Everglades. And I wanted to share the conversation with you. I got to tell you, Chris really kind of brought me down. This doesn't usually happen on TV, but I hadn't seen, some of the details around how, let's just be blunt, how excited MAGA voters are, I guess, about this detention center in the swamp, how people are buying T-shirts. little hats.
Yeah, hats.
I was talking with Cam about this because Benny Johnson on one of his feeds wearing an alligator Alcatraz hat. It's just like, it is so dark and so cruel. It's so gross on so many levels. It's like that we are screwing with this natural habitat, like to just because we want to create some 80s action movie detention center for people, some of whom I am going to presume are not even violent criminals.
That's right.
It is. It's deeply disheartening. So we talk about that with Chris Jansing. We talk about the reaction in the Cuban community in Florida, which I think might become a problem for Trump. And, you know, what I didn't get into as much as I wanted was just how sick it is. Just how sick it is that this is the priority, that this is what these guys are doing.
The president and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis seeming to delight in how the natural environment of a swamp, the wildlife that comes with it as well, would make it difficult for anyone trying to escape.
Snakes are fast, but alligators are, but we're going to teach them how to run away from an alligator, okay? If they escape prison, how to run away. Don't run in a straight line. Run like this. And you know what? Your chances go up about 1%.
The security is amazing, but what... natural and otherwise.
Five people have died in ICE custody since January. The latest, a 75-year-old Cuban man who came to the United States nearly six decades ago, but died after 3 weeks in detention. Yeah. Is the threat of cruelty the point here, a deterrent?
I think so. The whole thing is extremely dehumanizing. Like the idea that somebody that's been here for 60 years, you know, needs to be held in a cell, like for what?
What it has, though, Tim, been big plus for the MAGA base. I mean, the Florida Republican Party is selling all kinds of alligator Alcatraz merchandise. There you see some of the T-shirts. They've got hats. One Florida Republican Party official said that the traffic to their website and the donation links have skyrocketed by 400 to 500%. So
now you're just trying to depress me on midday.
I'm just stating news, the facts. Chris. Just stating the facts, Tim Miller.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is.
It's sick. And it's sad.
It should come up with something like that, just, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a temporary detention center. The walls are chain link fences.
Right.
That's your privacy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it was a former airplane landing area.
Okay.
In the swamp.
Like a landing strip.
Yeah. So yeah. They've converted it into this now.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones.
Real quick, we got about a minute, Dick. Yeah. What do you got for us?
Well, reporting now, too, that the money to do that was stolen from FEMA.
Oh, yes. Thing. Yes, that's right. Yes, FEMA.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Real quick, here's something for you. Who said this? Foreign policy / military actions are a little more nuanced than watching shows like Meet the Press. I'm paraphrasing them.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know.
Pete Hegstedt back when Trump was a candidate.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
Good find.
All right, Dick. Thank you. We'll be back with more. We're going to get to the big story, and that is the budget here in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like close they have a it. Deal. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also in our next hour, Mike McCabe returns with John and Gordy.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.